Hello again. Today is the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. Similar to October 1st, when we celebrated the feast of St. Therese of Lisieux, we are celebrating a female saint of the Carmelite religious community. Like Therese of Lisieux, Teresa of Avila was a mystic. And like Therese, Teresa was, after her death, honored as a doctor of the church. In fact, Teresa was the very first of only four Catholic women to be so honored. But unlike Therese of Lisieux, Teresa of Avila was quite prolific in her writings and was a significant force in forming and reforming her community, and by so doing, helped to reform the church. Teresa Sanchez de Cepeda y Almurada was born in 1515 in the fortress city of Avila, Spain. Interestingly enough, her paternal grandfather, Juan Sanchez de Toledo, was a Marano or converso, that is, a Jew forced to convert to Christianity or emigrate. Her father, Alonso Sanchez de Cepeda, was a successful wool merchant, but because of his Jewish heritage, his livelihood was at times suspect. Before saying more about St. Teresa, allow me to say a few words about today's special readings from Romans and John's Gospels and the Psalm, which reflects dimensions of Teresa's imaginative spirituality. I find that the bridge between the head and the heart is the imagination, and Teresa was an imaginative woman. For instance, she often used metaphors in her writings, and so it is appropriate that we find key metaphors in each of today's readings. For instance, in the first reading from chapter 8, we find St. Paul often offer an image of all creation is groaning like a human being waiting to give birth. Then in Psalm 19, we hear the metaphorical use of honey. Quote, "The statutes of the Lord are true, all of them just, more desirable than gold, than a hoard of purest gold, sweeter also than honey or drippings from the comb," unquote. And in the gospel, Jesus is presented as the vine and we are the branches. How St. Teresa of Avila must have enjoyed praying over such imagery. I gained some insight into Teresa's imagination and metaphorical mind when I visited her monastery in Avila 5 years ago. While there, I presided at Mass in the chapel where Teresa prayed for many years and saw the room where she used to meet her friend and confessor, the future St. John of the Cross. Among the monastery's more impressive items that stood out for me was a framed document written by Teresa herself. Her penmanship was quite elegant and gave me a sense of the refined intelligence of this learned woman. For example, in her classic book, The Interior Castle, Teresa describes the ways in which the soul journeys from room to room until it reaches the room where one is united with Christ. For Teresa, rooms 1 through 3 correspond to the purgative state of the journey, whereby a soul turns from sin to virtue. Then there are the 4th and 5th rooms, whereby the soul experiences illuminative stage of the journey by entering into supernatural prayer. And finally, in the 6th and 7th rooms, the soul becomes more united with God, what Teresa compares metaphorically to a marriage. In one of Teresa's more profound prayers, she speaks metaphorically when she writes, quote, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look out, Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless men now," unquote. Teresa also is known for her spontaneity. At times she would break into dancing, and she could also be humorous, as is related in one story. Once, as she made her way to her convent during a fierce rainstorm, the donkey cart in which she was riding overturned, and she slipped down an embankment and fell squarely into the mud. The irrepressible nun looked up to heaven and admonished her maker, quote, "If this is how you treat your friends, No wonder you have so few of them, unquote. Teresa was certainly seen as a woman figure for her Carmelite community, as a woman wisdom figure for her Carmelite community, as well as for those who were touched by her wisdom and prudence, often expressed in maxims such as, quote, remember that you have only one soul, that you have only one death to die, that you have only one life, which is short, and has to be lived by you alone, and that there is only one glory, which is eternal, unquote. But perhaps the most moving words were Teresa's last. As she was about to take her very last breath, Teresa said, quote, my Lord, it is time to move on. Well then, may your will be done. O my Lord and my spouse, the hour that I have longed for has come. It is time to meet one another, unquote. Friends, let us pray that inspired by the imaginative words and faith-filled witness of St. Teresa of Avila, at our life's ending, we may too find the one whom we have longed to meet. Amen.